From the Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall, this is RCN Sports Talk presented by The Morning Call with our event to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Good evening and welcome, everyone. I'm Chris Michael. So glad you could join us for the first of three special shows from Buffalo Wild Wings in Whitehall with some very special guests and all for a great cause to raise money for a local charity. More details on that coming up along with our introduction of tonight's special guest. But first, everything starts with a co-host of the program, continuing in the fine tradition of the Sports Talk co-host massively overdressing for our Buffalo Wild Wings shows, senior sports writer of The Morning Call, Mr. Keith Groller.
Well, we have a state.
Keith, this is an outdoor patio. You think you could have dressed down a little bit today?
Listen to me. I'm excited. You're pumped up. You raise your voice about six octaves. Hey, everybody. We're here at the Buffalo Wild Wings. Look, I'm thrilled to be here. It's a big, big night in the Lehigh Valley. I'm headed to the Freddy's, but I told Lori Corcoran, the head coach of the state champions, I dressed up just for her.
All right.
She is one of the best in the business. I'm thrilled to be here for just a few minutes to welcome the state champs.
Well, let's introduce them. Head coach of the state champion Central Catholic girls volleyball team, head coach Lori Corcoran and assistant Jeff Stevens and Jason Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much and congratulations on another state title for Central Catholic. And thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to, as Keith said, he's going to be running out in a few minutes, so just two quick things for me. First of all, if you're in the Whitehall area, you want to come on down, catch the rest of tonight's show, go to the RCN TV website, click on the Buffalo Wild Wings link, and then follow that to the flyer and bring that with you. 10% of your total bill tonight will go to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, so make sure you check that out on the RCN TV website. And my first question before I let Keith take over here, boy, not only did you win a state championship this year, that's not your first, but you were also the first one ever from the Lehigh Valley in an area where volleyball has gotten so, so strong, but you were the first to ever win a state title. And Lori and your staff, of course, all the credit deserves goes to you. So what was it like to win another title at Central Catholic this time around?
It was just an exciting experience. The group of girls that we had this year were just fantastic. They worked together really well, and it was so exciting to see them capture and work real hard towards their goal.
Lori, it had been since 2008, so you've had some moments of maybe frustration, maybe some disappointment. That, I'm sure, made you appreciate what these girls did all the more.
It did. That was frustrating, you know, after so many years being going continually to the conference championship, the district championship, going off to play in the state finals. It was very frustrating, but these girls, they were the ones that wanted to do it. They were the ones that wanted to work really hard, work together, communicate together, and they told me right from the beginning of the season that that was their goal, and they're going to do it.
How much did the league, and I know it's a very, very strong league, the EPC, very strong, Parkland obviously a force, Emmaus, very good, Whitehall traditionally has been good, Liberty on down the line. How much did the EPC get you ready for a strong state run?
Yeah, the EPC is one of the, I would say, the strongest conference in the state right now. And we were fortunate enough to play Parkland twice. We were fortunate enough to play Emmaus and Nazareth and Whitehall. And Liberty is an outstanding team, too.
What was the difference with this team? What set this team apart from some of the other good ones that you had that maybe just couldn't get it done? What was the difference with this club?
A big difference was probably they didn't worry about themselves, about their individual goals that they were setting. It got to a certain point where, okay, I'm good with this, now the best is for the team. And they weren't worried about individual accomplishments. They were worried and concerned about what they were going to do for their team. And that made the difference.
I'd like to bring John and Jeff in here. Did you see the same things that she saw, the intangibles, the little things, the extra work, maybe staying a little bit later for practice? Did you see those intangibles that so often lead to a state championship?
Well, I didn't have the experience that Lori had or the knowledge of some of the other teams, even though I had coached some of those girls in club. But I think what Lori said, the team effort, the working together, from match to match, you know, we certainly had some strong players that might have been statistical leaders, but they weren't the top statistical leaders in every match. Somebody was down. You'll talk to Dana Roberts. You know, Liv would pick it up, or Rachel Hess. You know, it really, we distributed the load well. And the same thing, I think, happened on defense. You know, we needed some big defensive plays. It wasn't always the same players that made the plays. They just, as the season went on, you could just see the confidence building.
Yeah, I think it was really interesting to look at the statistics after some of the matches. And it wasn't always the same player that was picking up the team. There was a lot of consistency, but just at the right time, you'd have some player just have a breakout match and really benefiting the team. And some nights we might be struggling in a certain area, and someone just go up to the serving line and just serve really tough, and everyone just jumping on board after that. It was really, really fun to watch those kinds of nights. And the other thing, too, I think was really a huge benefit for the team was Coach C. She put him in some really difficult tournaments as well. So in addition to playing in a really tough EPC conference, we went to some really good tournaments, and they're going to these tournaments and just grinding out for a day, playing against some of the best teams in the state. So you put all that together, the hard work effort, great season, yeah.
Was there a tournament, was there one particular match, Lori, that kind of turned the page for you, got you started on this great run, or was it a gradual process?
Well, I can say that one of the big turnarounds was when we went to the state college tournament. And we
that's early in the season, I think, isn't it?
That was in October.
Okay.
And I'm sure Jeff and Jason will agree with me that we played very well. They had a lot of confidence. They were going in the right direction. And we ended up playing Parkland in that final match for the championship. And we beat Parkland. And I think that really gave them a lot of confidence. And then after that, I mean, we played a real strong Pope John Paul, and that was a huge win.
Tell me about the rivalry with Parkland. It's sort of friendly. I know you have great respect for Coach Krause and what he's done over there. They've won state championships. You got it started, though, and you deserve credit for that, and you've had as many as anybody. But tell me about that relationship, and I believe something special was playing. Now, Parkland was there in the finals as well, and a lot of people thought they were going to win, and you were going to have a joint celebration. Tell me about that a little bit. And I know it was disappointing that we couldn't quite get the Lehigh Valley sweep there.
Yeah, it's a great rivalry against Parkland and us. It's been for years, and we did have something planned that if both of us won in the state championship, we were going to take pictures together, and then we were going to go and celebrate and go back to Parkland High School and swim and just have some fun there. But
it is a great rivalry, and you push each other. I mean, I know when he got that thing started at Parkland, he wanted to be like Central Catholic, and you've kind of, you know, it's a rivalry, but it's a good rivalry. I think good for the sport. Would you agree?
Yes, definitely. And I think talking with Mike afterwards, you know, the girls at Parkland were down, and he said, you know, really appreciate this. That's how difficult it is to repeat. You know, as you said, they were pretty certain that they were going to win and we were going to be able to celebrate as both Lehigh Valley teams. And he said, you know, at any given night. So.
Well, Lori, you have been like the gold standard for a long time around here with this program. And I'm really amazed at how far volleyball has come. Chris, you would agree. Not only are we winning championships, but we're producing great college people. We're sending as many kids on to college, and I don't care what level it is, whether it's D3 or to, you know, Penn State and D1. We're producing a lot of great kids. I know you've had a bunch that are going on to the college level, and that's part of what makes this a great program as well. The championships are nice, but the kids who have gone on and played this wonderful sport at a high level, that makes you proud too, right?
It does. Oh, yeah. It's very exciting. And all four of our seniors are going off to college. They're going to play. Of course, their main focus is their academics, because we do push academics. But they love the sport. They have the passion in them.
And I was just reminded, as I was mentioning about the kids that went on to college, Joni Gooman,
A
Central Catholic, proud Central Catholic product, just got the Penn State Lehigh Valley job. That's got to be a great thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a great thing. It's a perfect fit for Joni. Joni was one of my, all the Goomans were hard workers, but Joni was a very hard worker, and I'm really happy for her.
How about, I remember when I had the beat a long time ago. I had it for a couple of years. I was impressed with the crowds. I thought you know, I'm used to seeing Rockne Hall rocking in the winter with the basketball teams, especially when the girls and the boys are going for championships. But I was really impressed with the crowds and the interest you had for volleyball. And I know that was a long time ago, but are you still generating that kind of interest?
We are. We're generating a lot of interest. A lot of our high school kids are coming on to support us. When we played this year at Whitehall against Pope John Paul in the first round of states, Whitehall was packed, and a majority of them were our students. And our students pretty much followed us all the way. We sent a big a school bus out to states. Even though it was 4.5-hour ride, our fans were very supportive. The school's very supportive and behind us on it.
Well, there's a lot of tremendous spirit at Central Catholic, and I see it all the time. And, you know, sometimes you have a Whitehall here where we're at right now. You have it in Mayus, and you have that community bond. But Central Catholic, the bond's in that building. The bond's at 4th and Chu, right?
Yep, 4th and Chu. A bond, true and true. It's Viking Nation there.
You enjoy what you do. I mean, we figured this out. You've been a head coach for about 24 years. I can't believe it since you're only about 30 yourself, Lori.
That's right.
But
that's hard to believe.
But look it. Do you still have the same passion, the same drive that you had when you got this thing started?
I think I have more of a passion now. I have more of a passion. The kids are so excited anymore to be in the gym and play, and they want to be part of a championship team, and they know what it takes to be a championship team. But I absolutely love what I'm doing.
Well, you are a true pioneer. I'll tell you what, I don't know if we should have a Volleyball Hall of Fame around here with all the great kids and coaches we have. You would be one of my first inductees. I'm telling you, Lori Corcoran, I mean it. Because, you got this thing rolling. There's no question about it.
By the way, I do want to point out you were the Morning Call Team of the Year. And I know you had said you thought from day one this team was going to win a state championship. What was it about this team that gave you that feeling? And then I want to ask Jeff and Jason, did you kind of share that sentiment, or did you think, I'm not so sure we're going to be a state champion this year?
I'm curious to see what they
have.
There
was no doubt in our minds, right?
Wait, cover your ears, Lori, and then Jason.
No, there wasn't. Yeah. And I said this, we had a banquet at the end of the season, and I remember Lori and I we've known each other for over 20 years. I've been coaching, unfortunately, longer than Lori. And
longer than she's been alive, apparently, if she's 30.
Well, that too. But we were actually at Central, both of us, for the, I guess it was a letter of intent, signing for college students for Darcy Wolf. I had coached Darcy in club. And we got talking. And in fact, I think Keith, you were there. And we laughed about it because there were pictures in the morning call. In the background, you see the two of us talking. And I still have the email that Lori sent me. So this wasn't this past year. It was the year before. Said, you know, you've been coaching in the Lehigh Valley for, I don't remember exactly how she said it, but she brought tears to my eyes. She said, you deserve a state title. I want you to come and be part of this. And, you know, we got so close in the year before. Had it not been for some misfortunes after the season was over, going into the first round of states, who knows? We might have won it then. So I think at the end of that season, there was confidence for the coaching staff for sure. And I think that, you know, the girls had it already, but I think when they saw the confidence that we had, they had to be confident.
Jason, you were confident as well about this team?
I was, especially it's never all unicorns and rainbows the entire season. So I think as the team was able to make their way through these little dry spots and these periods of adversity, and they came out relatively clean from that, that's when I really felt confident that they had the grit, they had the ability to take it all the way to the finals and claim the gold, and they did. So, yeah, I was very confident all season long.
I think the other thing, you know, I want to mention earlier, you talked about the Penn State tournament and how the diversity on the team and different players would pick it up at different times. We had one of our better players who got injured before that and was sitting on the bench, couldn't play. You know, and a lot of teams would look at that and say, okay, well, we'll do the best we can, but what do you expect? I mean, and to beat Parkland in the finals and play as well as we did while we had one of our key players out, I think, again, just showed the confidence in the team. Their feathers weren't ruffled. You know, we had, at times, a freshman stepping in, really, to take her place, and just filled right in and did a superb job.
All right, well, speaking of the players, Dan Mowdy is standing by in the patio, and in just a few minutes, we're going to be going to him, and he's going to be talking with some of the outstanding individuals from the Central Catholic Girls Volleyball State Championship team. But right now, it is the highlight of Keith's part of the show. It is called Growler's Grumblings, where Keith sounds off and talks about anything and everything on his sports mind. Keith?
Well, I'm really honored that you guys are here. I wanted to be here. I'm on my way to the Freddie Awards, but I wanted to pay tribute to the Central Catholic Vikettes. Great, great program, one of the best in all of Lehigh Valley sports. And my message as we approach Memorial Day weekend and we kind of close down another 2016-17 athletic year, and what a great year it was. Central Catholic wins in volleyball, Emmaus Moravian Academy win in field hockey, the Bethlehem Catholic girls win a basketball championship, Nazareth wrestling certainly. Look it, we have great athletics here in the Lehigh Valley. This past week, I hosted an event that had the Lehigh Valley Sports Hall of Famers, and some greats from the past were there. I also was part of an event at the Coordinated Health Athlete of the Year Banquet. I'm going to tell you what, the past, the present, doesn't matter. The kids today, the coaches today, are working harder than ever. I don't want to hear, oh, and back in my day, we were better. No, no, no. These kids today are working, they're dedicated 12 months a year, they're going at their craft, and I'm telling you what, our kids, academically, athletically, they have a lot of demands put on them, they're shining. They're taking those challenges, and they're taking it to the next level, Central Catholic girls volleyball included. So as you celebrate the Memorial Day weekend and get ready for the graduations and all the good stuff that's going to happen in the weeks ahead, remember, we got great kids here in the Lehigh Valley. Cherish them. And remember, I know there's a lot of negative news out there, but right here in the Lehigh Valley sports community, there's a lot of positive news. And Lori Corcoran and the Vikettes are part of it. So, Chris, back to you. And I'm going to get my suit wet here. I'm going to get my tux wet as I head to Easton.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with a little bit more, a lot more, in fact, with the Central Catholic girls volleyball team. But right now, as we head to break with our first feature of the evening, Philadelphia Phillies outfield prospect Dylan Cousins has been hot of late, this week being named the International League Player of the Week. We caught up with him and asked him about the adjustments he's made and also about the record-setting year and a half he has had in terms of his awesome home run totals.
I mean, this whole game of adjustments, and pitchers aren't just going to keep, you know, doing the same thing, letting you keep, you know, succeed against them. So the whole year is constantly changing, and just try to keep up with the pitchers. That's just part of getting older and becoming a better player. And I feel like the more I play, the more it's going to happen. Dusty's amazing. He's a ton of fun to play for. You know, he knows what he's got to do to get us ready. We just go out there, relax, and it's honestly fun every single year. I think we all just kind of know what we have to do. It's our job. We've been around here for most of us a couple years now, so mm-hmm. We know what we got to do to try to succeed as good as we can. Everybody likes to play center field, but I got the fastest guy in the minor leagues going against me, so it's not likely. But yeah, I like them all. I'd say it was in kind of the beginning of the year. It was the first year I, you know, started out at least decent. I usually have a pretty slow start, so I started out pretty good, and then every month just had, you know, a decent amount of home runs, and I was at RBIs, we were winning ball games, and I was like, dang, this is what it's supposed to be like. So it was fun.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call, broadcasting live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall. Our special guests are Lori Corcoran, Jeff Stevens, Jason Smith, and members of the Central Catholic girls volleyball team, our state champions from this past year. We've been talking a lot about the players. Now you're going to be hearing from the players. RCN's Dan Mowdy is standing by with some very special guests to talk about this magical season back in 2016 and now in 2017. Dan?
All right, live at B-Dubs. What could be better here with the Central Catholic girls volleyball team and state champions? What a great honor that is. I'll tell you what, everybody's ordering the hottest wings possible tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And enjoying it. I mean, it's been a great atmosphere. We are very lucky to have with us two of the key players, two of the four seniors that have led this team to great accomplishments this season. Olivia Rudyard is joining us here, as well as Dana Roberts, both middle blockers, and both have done amazing work here in their senior year to make it all happen for Central Catholic. Ladies, welcome to RCN's Sports Talk. Let's start off by going way back. Dana, for instance, tell us when this all got started, this career in athletics for you.
Well, it was kindergarten and t-ball with, like, that was kind of how it is. And then just going through basketball and volleyball and softball. And then, like, eighth grade, it got really serious for volleyball. And then high school really brought it out.
So volleyball started pretty early in your life. What was your first experience in volleyball?
It was, like, sixth grade CYO and just, like, having fun. And then it got really serious once I started playing club volleyball, and then that's when I realized that I really like the sport. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And Olivia, how about yourself? When did it all get started in athletics, and then how did that lead into volleyball?
So I was a big soccer player in kindergarten. I think everyone was. But I started with soccer, and then I moved on to basketball. And then in about fourth or fifth grade, I think, I started playing volleyball. And in seventh grade, I started playing club volleyball, which is when it got really serious for me. And then in high school, I obviously realized it was, like, the sport that I wanted to quit every other sport for because I loved it. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Now, as far as the high school game goes, it's very different. I mean, you start out and things are pretty simple, underhanded serves and so on. Tell us a little bit about some of your individual development when it came to high school ball. Where did you start when you started playing high school ball, and where are you now?
Well, I started out as an outside hitter and, like, transitioned back from middle and outside. And that was probably, like, really hard, like, transitioning, playing, like, two positions. So, like, that's difficult because middle is, like, more of, like, a harder job, stuff like that. And then, but, like, it kind of, like, equals out with the same, like, type of, like, basic things. So, like, stuff like that.
Excellent. And Olivia, how about yourself? What do you see your game going from the time that you were a freshman to now, a graduating senior?
The level of play has increased a lot, obviously, as you go from junior varsity to varsity. I've always been a middle because of my height. But, I mean, I've switched to opposite and middle, too. But, yeah, so, yeah.
Fantastic. About college, both of you have college on the radar screen. It looks like you've both committed to schools. Tell us about what you're looking forward to, where you're going, and what your roles will be, both academically and athletically.
I'm going to Shippensburg University, and I probably will be playing her, which will be fun. Yeah. I'm looking somewhere probably in the front row, maybe back row. And then academic, not sure, might be going into business probably there.
Fantastic. Good business school.
Yeah.
A lot of kids going to school, you know, all dressed up, and, you know, a big difference than, say, East Stroudsburg University. I know somebody who graduated from there, and it's more like a sweats campus.
Yeah.
But how about yourself, Olivia?
Well, I've been recruited as a middle, but I'll play wherever the coach wants me to play. So, yeah. But academic-wise, I'm not really sure where I'm going to, like, what I'm going to be studying yet, but I'm keeping my options open, you know.
Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, I have some trivia questions that I've put together for you and your teammates here tonight. Are you ready for a little trivia on volleyball?
Oh, yeah,
sure.
All right, we're going to go with Olympic volleyball to start things off. I hope you were watching last year when the Olympics were in Brazil. Let me ask you first, what city hosted the Olympic Games in 2016?
Rio.
Rio?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you might have seen a little bit of that.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, that's good to hear. What nation was it that won the Women's Olympic Volleyball Championship? Do you remember?
Brazil, I think. Wasn't it?
Or was it that? No, I think we got silver.
U.S. got silver. That might have been a couple years ago. I don't know. I'm pretty rusty when it comes to this stuff.
And the final answer is...
I don't know.
Well, could it be the country that hosted the prior Summer Olympic Games, maybe?
Wait. Oh, I don't know.
The answer is China.
Oh,
USA finished with the bronze, though. So they did.
I was close.
The Americans did come away with medals there. So you get half a credit for that. We'll go with that. How about guys volleyball? The six-man game. Who took that one? You mentioned the country already at least once.
Oh, wait, Brazil. Brazil won. Yeah.
It was indeed Brazil. Congratulations. Excellent job. Excellent job. All right. Sticking with the Olympic theme, where did Coach Corcoran graduate high school?
Allen.
Or no, Dero. Oh, Dero.
Allen High School is the correct answer. Absolutely. Great job. And a little trivia tidbit there. She also graduated there with the Parkland head coach, Mike Krause. How about that? Which nation won women's beach volleyball at the Olympic Games? Did you watch a little of the two-woman game?
Yeah.
This might be a surprise.
It wasn't the U.S., I remember. It was not Kerry Walsh and April Ross.
It was in a European country.
I watched it. I can't remember, though. It was so long ago.
The flag is red, gold, and black.
Oh, Germany.
Germany. Yeah, that's right. A bit of a surprise there. And we'll wind this up with, does Coach Corcoran have household pets?
Oh, yeah. She has dogs, definitely.
And their names are?
Michaela Newham. Wait. Jenny?
Jenny.
Jenny. No, something like that. Jenny.
That's pretty close. I'll have to give you half a credit there. One dog is Jetty.
Oh, that's what I said.
That's right. All right, close. And the other one is?
I saw it.
Starts with an H.
I will tell you.
An H? I have to figure it out?
Where is it?
Haley?
Haley. All right.
Never heard that. Never heard their names.
Congratulations. Olivia, your college of choice and what you'll be doing there?
Oh, I'm going to Westchester University, and yeah, I'm not really sure what I'm going to be studying yet, but I'm hopefully going to figure that out soon.
Fantastic. Yeah. When we talk about the team this year, when did it sink in that you guys had actually won a state championship?
Actually won? Well, probably the ride home, I was kind of like, wow, like this actually happened, like sink in. And then like going to school and everyone's like, you're a state champ, like everything like that. So that was probably like when it fully sinked in, probably like that.
Excellent, Dana. How about for you, Olivia?
Yeah, I don't know if it still has sunken in yet. It's still like such a great honor, and I just miss it a lot, like with our team and stuff. So it's still kind of hard to believe, because it was a goal of ours from the beginning of the season, and like just thinking that we made it that far and actually like took the whole thing, that was just really awesome.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then the other question I have for you, as far as now that you're taking your talents to the college level, I think it's safe for the rest of the East Penn Conference to know, what is your best skill, the one that you go to when you need something extra?
Best skill? This is hard. Let me think. Probably, maybe it's not like a full skill, but like confidence and like encouragement, I'd say. For that, maybe not like a physical skill, but like giving it that off to people. So that, probably.
Excellent, Dana. And Olivia, how about your go-to little thing that you do that will take another team by surprise, perhaps?
I think definitely our team last year was full of positivity, and we just had so much fun together. So, like, yeah, encouraging each other really, like, brought everyone together. And I think that's totally what really got us that far last year.
Fantastic. As Coach Corcoran had mentioned earlier tonight, unselfish play. That seems to be the theme of this year's state championship Central Catholic High School volleyball's team and winning the gold medal in 3A volleyball. Your advice as sages to the folks behind us here, what do you have to offer them as far as their continued success?
Honestly, like I said before, just staying positive, and we really were a family last year, and I think like all because we were such close friends, I think that really like gave us the opportunity to like play well together, and there was no hesitation with anything. So I think honestly just keeping that up and being like really close and positive with each other and not letting anything get them down, I think they'll be fine.
Excellent. And how about you, Dana?
I would say never give up. Like even though like practices might be hard, just like everyone's there for each other and just keep pushing on.
And for yourselves, I understand that volleyball really doesn't have much of a break here between senior year of high school, freshman year of college volleyball. What do you have in front of you as far as what you need to do this summer?
A lot of working out, a lot of going to the gym, a lot of running. Pretty much just getting back into the shape that we were over this past summer. Yeah.
Excellent. And Dana, how about yourself?
I would agree with her, like summer workouts and then preseason workouts, stuff like that.
Excellent. So we wish you both continued success. A fabulous effort this year and a lot to be proud of. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you so much.
And again, we're talking to Dana Roberts and Olivia Rudgeford, doing a great job for Central Catholic and really leading things for a state championship.
All right, thank you very much, Dan. Dan's going to be standing by and be back a little bit later with even more members of the Central Catholic State Champion Girls Volleyball Program. I'm up here at the main table with head coach Lori Corcoran, Jeff Stevens, and Jason Smith. You were laughing virtually through that entire interview. So what? It's equal time here. Was there anything? What were some of the things that jumped out at you that you found amusing during that interview?
Well, it was rather impressive that Olivia just kind of was inventing new vocabulary words throughout the entire interview.
And in TV, so
that was,
you can do
very
that.
Impressive by her. Yeah.
In TV, you can make up whatever you want because we're on TV. You can make it up. Now it's a word.
I think the other thing. We always pride ourselves in being historians of the game, so you could see how much they really understood about the history of volleyball, like what took place in 2016.
Those were some in-depth questions, wasn't it? And Lori, how'd they find out about your dogs? And boy, that was the whole investigative report on you.
No, we do talk about, you know, families, and we're all one big family, so we do talk a lot about each other and get to know each other. Not only as teammates, but as people, you know, that we care about each other. But, yeah, those two seniors, I mean, Dana Roberts, she had to make a big transition this year. And myself and my coaches, Jeff and Jason, they agreed with me, and we moved Dana into the middle. And it was probably the best thing that we could have done for Dana this year and our team.
And I know from basketball season, she was matched up with a lot of taller players, so she had yeoman's work battling against taller players all year and did an amazing job on the basketball court as well.
Yeah, she did. She did a great job. And of course, she was probably one of the best rebounders because volleyball complements basketball.
Yeah. And you share athletes. I mean, that's something at Central Catholic. A lot of the girls here are playing at least two, if not three, other sports.
Yeah, we have to share the athletes. I'm always in the gym when I see the tall basketball girls. I would say, hey, don't you guys want to play volleyball? I'll make you a better basketball player.
It does, yeah.
So,
since we had Olivia on, I wanted to ask you about the championship match because I believe it was tied at 18 in the third set. And then Olivia, I think, was one of your key performers the rest of the match. Could you talk about what she did and how you went from being tied at 18 to winning that state championship?
Right. It was at 18, and Olivia, all of a sudden, she came out of nowhere and probably played the best match of her whole time, her whole 4 years at Central Catholic. And once she emerged, you couldn't stop her. There was no stopping her. And I think that was really contagious for the other girls, and they saw that she had so much confidence in herself. And she's a kind of player that's very uplifting. She helps motivate the other players.
Speaking of motivation, I saw that looking at a lot of the stories from this past year, the word motivation came up quite a bit. And I know at some other schools and at some other sports, motivation is a key factor that coaches, you know, they try everything, they tear their hair out trying to motivate kids. That didn't seem to be a problem for your kids this year. So what did you do right, or what did the kids do right to keep themselves motivated all year?
Well,
I think it was easy. We challenged them the whole season. You know, when you get complacent and you do a lot of the same thing over and over again, it's hard to be motivated. We challenged them. I think we showed confidence in them that they could do it, and they responded.
Yeah. You know, you're always, in fact, we just had a clinic the other day, and I told the girls, they were younger girls, and I said, listen, you need to take risks. You need to challenge yourself. Try that. What's the worst that's going to happen? And we kind of do the same thing with all the with the high school girls, and we just kind of make sure that they have a lot of confidence, and we keep building on that.
Is that something you find that's been harder over the years with so many distractions out there? And there's so many different things that kids can do, but I seem to be hearing that more and more, that it's tough to get motivated and get kids involved and keep them involved, especially, you know, you could argue with different camps and so forth that there's so much going on. Is it tougher now to motivate kids and keep them interested?
I don't think it's tougher now. I think, you know, you have to keep them challenged and let them know that, you know, I trust in you as a coach, and I know that you're able to do this, and it's about making them believe in themselves that they can do that and take it a little further.
Yeah. Jeff?
Say, we help them to motivate them through the challenges, but it really comes down to the players. And mm-hmm. I think getting a taste of it the season before, you know, and that's why it's so hard to repeat like Mike Krause was attempting to do. But they got a taste of it the year before getting into that first round of states. And on the back of our T-shirts that Coach Lori had, it said unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that we focused on from the very beginning. This is something you started the year before. We had basically the same team coming back. And we had business that we hadn't finished from the season before. And they kept the focus on that.
Yep. All right, we're going to take another break. We're going to be back with the head coaches and the coaching staff up here. Dan Mowdy's also standing by. He's going to be talking to the players. I'm told they're very good dancers. Are they good dancers?
Oh, they're good dancers.
Because we have lots of room here. That's why we're here at the patio. They
Coach
can dance.
Coach C is quite a good the dancer herself.
Oh, okay. So when we come back, Lori Corcoran's going to dance for us, in addition to her players, and Dan Mowdy's standing by with some interviews. But as we head to break, our next timeout feature, last night, both the Parkland and Saucon Valley. Yes, you're dancing, Lori. Don't go away here. Both Parkland and Saucon Valley's girls lacrosse team captured District 11 titles. For the Trojans, it was their second in a row. For the Panthers, it was their first title in school history. After that team had failed to win a game in their entire season just 5 years ago. Sports Talk videographer Alyssa Scheckler was there and talked with both of those champions.
It was so exciting. There was a lot of fans. It was loud. It was nerve-wracking. We were nervous. At least I was, especially at the end when we were possessing the ball the whole time. But I think that we did really good with staying calm. The strategy was just to play our game, play in control. You have to get the 50-50 balls, and we did that. I just think that it could have gone either way.
It makes me feel really good because, of course, like they're my seniors. Like I want to always play like for them. I mean, I play for my whole team, but it's their last year. Like we want to give them the best last year they can.
I think this meeting definitely like it, either team. It's a district final. Someone's going home with the trophy. Someone's not, and it just definitely brings so much more energy, especially for the seniors. They give it to the rest of the team because this is their last year and last time they can win this.
Bree Baraka played great. She made key saves. I knew she could do it. She's a gamer. I mean, she's a practice player too, but she, when it's game time, crunch time, she comes through for us.
I also play field hockey and I come out a lot and I'm aggressive there. And so I just bring it to this field. I mean, I went to some boys lacrosse camps, which got me out of the net and running. And I like to run and I like to get into the game.
It's exciting when she comes out, but it's actually a little scary for me. But she does a really, really good job being able to clear the ball.
Well, my coach always says, like, we don't have one superstar. We have all 12 on the field, and we have a very deep bench. So it's amazing to play with all these girls. They're all so talented, and everyone can shoot. Everyone can make a play. So it's awesome to see everyone communicating and shooting well.
Okay. All the seniors were together. All the sophomores were together. All the freshmen were together. Well, Cameron's back here is together. And we really just meshed with all the juniors and everybody. And at the beginning of the season last year, we were together. And then we just, like, added some new components, and it turned out really well. It was kind of a lot of pressure, but we knew that we were sort of the underdogs, even though we were first place. We're the underdogs at the beginning of the season, and we just knew we had to step up to what our potential was. Our coaches know we had the potential. We knew we had the potential. We just had to do it.
I mean, coming up as a freshman, like, I wouldn't know much, but I know that we have never gotten this far, and I'm just really pumped that we all did it as a team. Everybody's been coming up to us and, like, excited. We just want to get our banner in the school, you know?
it's absolutely unbelievable. It definitely started with the coaches and the overall program. Since like I said before, I started in second grade, so to come up through the program, really be the babies of the program, and to see it do so well, it's phenomenal. It makes me really happy, and it's so overjoying to actually win.
Hairstyling for tonight's program has been provided by Barry Acid and Crowning Glory Haircutters, located on Main Street in Whitehall, just off the top of Eagle Point. Call 610-261-1630 for an appointment.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call. What's all this finger pointing here? Everyone's, all right, let's, if you're just joining us, first of all, we're at Buffalo Wild Wings of Grape Street in Whitehall. We're broadcasting live this event to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Again, if you're in the area, if you haven't eaten yet, you want to come on out, go to the RCN TV website, click on the Buffalo Wild Wings logo, and then find the link for the 10% flyer that you can bring with you. Your entire bill, 10% of it, will go to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Happening all evening long, but get on out here. The Central Catholic team is here now. They have all these TVs. A great atmosphere to check out. A lot of different sports going on tonight. Most importantly, you're going to be benefiting a great Lehigh Valley charity, so check that out on the RCN TV website. Here at the main desk, we have Lori Corcoran, Jeff Stevens, Jason Smith from the Central Catholic State Champion Girls Volleyball Team. Lori is on record. She will dance on RCN in some way, shape, or form.
What a treat. What a treat for everyone.
Lori says if Jason does it and Jeff does it, she'll do it, but they're not doing it. However, Jeff says we have video of Lori dancing, so we might keep watching Sports Talk on future weeks. If they don't do it here, we'll have her dancing on an upcoming show. Meanwhile, to get us out of all of this, Dan Mowdy is standing by with more of the athletes from the Central Catholic Girls Volleyball Team. Dan?
You got it, Chris. Hey, speaking of dancing, I think Keith Groller of the Morning Call maybe danced out of here in a tuxedo because he's actually doing the Buffalo Wild Wings Challenge. That's right, 12 blazing wings in 6 minutes with no water, no blue cheese, and no ranch dressing. I seriously think he's probably giving that a shot right now. But until we can give you the results of that, we have the other two seniors for this state champion Central Catholic volleyball team from Allentown. And we're very happy to have the setter, Julia Bradford, and the outside hitter, Michaela Gunkel, with us. Ladies, welcome to RCN Sports Talk. Now, has the thrill set in yet? Do you feel like a state champion?
I mean, yeah, it's still crazy, but it was just special because our team was just so close that, I don't know, it made everything, like, fall together.
Yeah. It's good to have done it as a team, and it's kind of like that group feeling, I'll bet.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Excellent. Michaela, how about for you? Has it really sunk in yet? A state championship? Best of the whole state?
Yeah, it was really exciting, and, like, in the moment, it just, like, it definitely didn't sink in the moment. It was just unbelievable. You just had to, like, in the moment, it was so exciting. You didn't know what to say or do. It was just awesome.
I'll bet. Let me take you guys back, just like we did with Dana and Julia, about your first experiences in sports and how that led into your first experiences in volleyball.
Okay. Well, the first sport I actually played was softball, and that was, I think, like, kindergarten to first grade, and I just, like, didn't like it. And then I tried volleyball in fourth grade. And I wasn't allowed to play yet, so I just, like, practiced with CYO. And then I played fifth grade. And then sixth grade, I actually played with Michaela and Dana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we played against Liv until eighth grade. And we had, like, a championship team, yeah. It was me, Dana, and Michaela, and then we always played against Liv because she went to a different school.
Fantastic. Yeah. Have you always been a setter? Is that where you started?
Really? Yep.
Fantastic. What do you feel are some of the qualities that a good setter should possess?
Well, you have to be smart and aware. I mean, I'd kind of describe it as, like, a quarterback of a team because, like, I have to make, like, all the decisions, like, set up plays and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you did pretty well from what I understand. As a matter of fact, not to embarrass you, but we have some stats here from the championship final against Somerset. Now, you got to remember, Somerset – not only was a defending 3A champion in the state of Pennsylvania, they came in undefeated into the final match of the season, and you guys took it 3-1. Yeah. What a great job. So congratulations on that. And for Julia, 46 assists in that final match, averaging 11.5 per set, and you even had a service ace along the way. So congratulations for that. Michaela Gunkel, the outside hitter, had perfect serving against Somerset. So congratulations for that. Now, take us back and a little bit about your background in sports and how you got into the sport of volleyball.
Well, when I was little, I just kind of played every sport possible, kind of. Like, I just was a sporty person. But the one sport I really liked was volleyball when I started in fourth or fifth grade. And then, like Julia said, I played with her and Dana and then against Liv. And ever since then, I just stuck with it.
Against Liv?
Rudyard.
Ah, very good. Actually, you call her Liv. Okay, gotcha. So a fantastic effort in that state championship. And good to see you guys pick volleyball as a sport. It really is one of those lifetime sports. Where do you see your best attributes as an outside hitter?
I just think as an outside hitter, as well as every other player on the team, you have to be a leader and you have to be really smart with it. I don't know. You just have to do, like, placement, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Now, it's not like they're setting up the ball on a tee. You have to be. You have to move around a little bit. You have to expect different angles. The set comes in different ways.
You have to adjust to. But you know, I have Julia, so it's pretty good.
Yeah. She puts it right where you like it. I'll bet, right?
Yeah.
Julia, how about yourself? As far as working with these hitters and these players, you've had so many weapons to work with. That had to be a big thrill.
Yeah. I mean, I just, like, I'm really, like, grateful for, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain.
Tell us a little bit about what were some of the skills that you've really worked on and really perfected here in your senior year?
I think something, like, no one really thinks about is, like, being selfless, because you have to think about, like, what's best for the team and how we're going to win as a team and not just, like, one person.
I have some trivia. We're going to have to rush with these a little bit, but let's get right to Coach Corcoran, because she loves it when we have her in the trivia list here. We might have mentioned her school a little bit earlier, but do you guys know what university that she attended? Anybody know?
She went to East Stroudsburg University.
East Stroudsburg, yes. Coach Corcoran is a warrior, and I was only kidding about the sweats. They have to dress up every now and then on that campus. And last but not least, the Olympics were in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Spell Rio de Janeiro. Can anybody do that? Nobody can do that, not even me. Chris, we're going to have to go to you for that. Thanks, ladies.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan Mowdy, doing a great job with those interviews. And we're going to have a few more comments from our head coaches when we come back to this special edition of RCN Sports Talk, broadcasting live from Buffalo Wild Wings. The first of three special shows this summer. Come on back for our final segment. Welcome back once again. RCN Sports Talk presented by The Morning Call. Our final segment honoring the Central Catholic Girls Volleyball State Championship team after a tremendous run this past year. At the main table, head coach Lori Corcoran, Jeff Stevens, and Jason Smith from the coaching staff. We've been having a lot of fun up here, hearing some stories about the girls, but the seniors, those four seniors that we talked to tonight, very special group. Could you talk a little bit about what they were both on and off the court for you?
They're a great group of girls. They've been in the program since they're freshmen, and it's going to be hard to say goodbye to them after they graduate, but I know that good things are ahead of them, and we're really going to see them become very good volleyball players, and I'm sure they're going to be very successful in their academics. But having the four of them out there for 4 years and the last couple years with Coach Jeff and Jason, I mean, they're just great kids, great all-around kids. They'll do whatever you need them to do. They're always there for their teammates.
Jeff and Jason, what were some of your memories about the players and about this special season?
I think for myself, just listening to Julia, she was just cool back there during the interview, just like she was all season long. Just grace under pressure, just led her team, pick things up when they needed to, listen to her teammates. Hey, I need to set higher. I need it, you know, more closer to the pin. She listened to her teammates and always was a warrior the entire season, and a major factor why we were so successful this year.
Yep. Jeff?
Yeah, I would agree. And I think, you know, saying something about Michaela. Michaela had a rough season with an injury. Mm-hmm. She was on the court at the beginning of the season. And then when she couldn't play, she was still there. And it was just great to have her have the opportunity in the state final to come in and serve, even though she wasn't very mobile at that point. But she was able to get on the court. And I know she appreciated it. And I thought that was just a great gesture by Coach C. Yeah.
Jason, you touched on something very interesting, because football and boys basketball and wrestling gets a lot of attention. Unfortunately, volleyball should get a lot of more attention, and you know, we all wish it would get some more attention. But it's interesting, in a lot of sports, in football, a lot of teams are used to being on TV. They're used to being in the spotlight. In volleyball, when you get to big moments, you see what players rise to the occasion, and it's a great learning tool to see which players step up when those key moments, or when there's a big, you know, gym over at Whitehall for the district championship, or against Somerset for a state title. It's very interesting to see when you get to, in volleyball and some of the other sports, when you get to the big moments, students really learn a lot about, all right, do I have what it takes? Can I dig down deep? And, you know, it seems like you had a lot of that this year.
Yeah, we certainly did. We did. We had a lot of players that, you know, we knew as coaches that they're giving it everything that they have. We can't ask for anything more. Mm-hmm. And then the rest was up to them. Yeah. Who was going to react and who was going to do this and that out in the court. And somehow they figured it all out and were able to be successful.
And that's one of those underrated things that coaches, you have to know. We, as fans or media members, were watching. But you really know the players. You know how they react in certain situations. And that's a very underrated skill, that you have to know what to expect and who's going to react in certain situations, Jeff.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, a lot of teams only have one, you want to call him a superstar. We told them early on that nobody should feel the pressure that you have to carry this team yourself. You have teammates that are going to step up, and on any given day, like we said earlier, somebody is going to be the star of that match. And, you know, it's one thing for the coaches to say that. It's another thing for the girls to believe it and then experience it. And I think that's one of the things that happened over the course of the season, because we had different leaders and kills and things like that. They realized, and it actually took some pressure off the players, and I think the seniors were a big part of that.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming out here on this rainy night. Big thanks to our crew. They're standing out in the rain here, but we're nice and dry here at the patio. So thanks to them for being here. Lori, Jeff, and Jason, thanks so much. Congratulations on the season. And best of luck in the fall. We hope to have you back here next year to talk about yet another state championship at Central Catholic.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. Hopefully.
Wait, is that a prediction? You guarantee?
Yes.
All right, one way or another, because we still need that footage of Lori dancing. All right, my thanks. Jason, you want
maybe next year. Maybe next year we'll get Lori on camera dancing again.
All right, yeah. We'll mark it down right here. Thanks again so much for coming. Jason Smith, Jeff Stevens, Lori Corcoran, and all the Central Catholic girls volleyball team. Don't forget to check out the RCN TV website. We'll be back again next month with more to benefit a great local charity. We hope to see you out here to partake and to benefit Lehigh Valley Charities. For everyone at RCN, I'm Chris Michael. Good night, everyone.